I firmly believe that if you know how to calve a cow, you know how to take care of her calf, you know how to handle a fresh cow, work a cow through the transition risks, you know how to milk her, you know how to principles of TMR, you are actually doing the milking, you're doing the vaccines, you're doing the cow handling. You don't necessarily get that kind of hands-on experience on a 5,000 cow herd. And so if you know how to do it with on a small scale, if you know the biology of a cow and the management of a single cow, you can multiply that.
Welcome to the Dairy Health Black Belt Podcast, the latest dairy health research digested for you. We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Steel, ventilation, cow cooling, cow-centric design, engineered in Canada by InBarn Solutions.
Good day and welcome to the Dairy Black Belt Podcast. This is Mark Thomas checking in. And today we have a repeat guest, Dr. Stephen Wadsworth from Vermont. Good morning, good afternoon to you, Stephen. How are you?
I am well. I'm glad to be here, Mark.
Well, great to see you again. As we mentioned, I've known Stephen for quite some time. Being a New York native, we were at many local New York, Vermont meetings for many years, especially the Northeast Dairy Production Medicine Symposium, which is coming up next week or so. So, Stephen, you're from private practitioner for really most of all your career to now university faculty lecturer and advisor of the CREAM program at UVM, University of Vermont. So tell our listeners a bit about CREAM.
So CREAM, actually it's an acronym that stands for Cooperative for Real Education in Agricultural Management. It started in 1988. They leased 12 cows from the university research herd. Now we have our own facility, Tystall Barn. We milk about 56 cows. So CREAM is an intensive student-managed dairy herd experience where undergraduate students, mostly in animal science, mostly pre-vet students, basically run the farm. They do all the milking. They don't run any equipment, but they do all the feeding, make a lot of management decisions, breeding decisions. They give all the off-sink injections, treatments, vaccines. And so it's a really high intensity experiential learning platform.
Wisenetics turns podcast airtime into brand authority. We don't sell ads, we elevate voices. If you're ready to boost your authority in the industry, access wisenetics.com and speak with a brand authority specialist. Let's transform expertise into influence. Starting now.
One question that you probably get is that, okay, it's 60 cows, okay? And we still have plenty of 60 cow dairies or thereabouts in places like New York and Vermont, et cetera, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. But I'm sure you get some challenges from industry folks saying, okay, what is a student going to learn with 60 cows? I think you've already mentioned a few things, just animal handling, animal management. You know, it doesn't matter if you have one cow or 5,000, but how do you respond to that question?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mark. I firmly believe that if you know how to calve a cow, you know how to take care of her calf, you know how to handle a fresh cow, work a cow through the transition risks, you know how to milk her, you know how to principles of TMR, you are actually doing the milking, you're doing the vaccines, you're doing the cow handling. You don't necessarily get that kind of hands-on experience on a 5,000 cow herd. And so if you know how to do it with on a small scale, if you know the biology of a cow and the management of a single cow, you can multiply that in the, it's a little bit simplistic to say the rest of it's just scale. I understand that, but there's really some merit in understanding the at a one cow level, or in this case, we've got 100 head here. I think that's a really important concept.
And you know, that's a really, really relevant response. because I've always said, as a consultant, advisor, veterinarian, sometimes, you know, this week did milker training and parlor review, and not this week, but how can you train milkers if you've never milked? Well, gee, I actually milked lots of cows in one stage of my life. So I think the same, how do you teach pulling a calf or help someone if you've never done it yourself? So I think a really good point of just giving obstinate injections, like you said, it's learning an obstinate program, which it can be, you know, any size dairy.
I think you can't truly learn dairy cattle management from a PowerPoint presentation. You have to kind of feel the weight of the decision. And I think this accountability really drives like a deeper learning, and mistakes sometimes are the most powerful teachers. We've occasionally had a student that leaves the stopcock at the bottom of the bulk tank open when they start milking, and they go into the parlor or into the milk room and see milk coming out of the tank. Well, you don't do that twice. That learning by actually having that, the repercussions of your good and bad decision making is a very powerful tool.
Stephen, in this role, how have you seen these students evolve, develop, you know, change their perspectives? Obviously, you're dealing with students that I would imagine come from, you know, they're from dairy farms, they grew up farming, and then you have students perhaps from a more city background who this is really their first introduction to dairy cattle.
Yeah, actually, the majority of the students have no dairy background. They are interested in, many are interested in pursuing veterinary medicine, but this CREAM program kind of turns their interest into commitment. So it's very, for many students, it's like a transforming experience. They'll tell me that this is like the most meaningful thing I have ever done in my life. And they start out kind of curious. They build a certain amount of confidence. And a number of them, which is like what really just fills my heart, they decide that instead of being a small animal veterinarian or mixed animal veterinarian, that they are going to vet school and they want to be a dairy practitioner. And so I think even though this is a relatively small program, for me being able to have some impact on the pipeline into dairy practice is deeply fulfilling. And fundamentally, a lot of these students start their pathway in veterinary medicine here. And I think that it's unique because the kind of the cows are the teachers, and the students don't realize that at first, that it's not necessarily what I'm doing, it's what they're learning from the cows.
The students actually, I mean, obviously you as an advisor, but they are running the farm. Am I correct? Are there university employees or full-time folks, or is the farm is run solely by students?
It's not quite completely run by students. There are some farm staff. We don't allow students to run equipment. So the TMR mixing is done by farm staff. The manure management is done by farm staff. All the milking, so we're milking three times a day. There are students here at 3:30 in the morning, and 11:30 again in the morning, and 7:30 at night. So in addition to learning about cows, they're learning about work ethic. I have signs all over the farm that said Dr. Wadsworth's rules, and it's show up on time, have a good attitude, and stay until the work is done. And some students obviously embrace that more fully than others, but teaching them kind of the skills and requirements to be a good employee no matter where they land, I think is a big piece of this.
Real life, real world experience.
You got it.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about, this is a 60 cow herd. It's a conventional dairy herd, correct?
Yes.
There was some discussion about, you know, the economics of this educational experience. So can you give us a little background of, how is this program funded, et cetera?
So it's always a point of tension in a big organization like a university. I have passionately argued that experiential education is expensive. It's not even close to break even. Particularly now with the milk price in the tank the way it is. But the university, actually with a new dean that has been on board here for a better part of a year, is deeply committed to maintaining the program. And there may be some changes for economic reasons, but the program is on a really solid foundation for the future, which from my perspective is very heartwarming.
No, that's excellent to hear, especially with budget cuts and funding and all these things. Obviously, maintaining solid programs can be difficult, but it looks like from your contribution to agriculture, to the dairy industry of obviously not only Vermont, but internationally, where some students may end up at some point, but within the U.S. is obviously very important. And we're all well aware of, however you frame the shortage of food animal, large animal veterinarians, perhaps it's not a shortage, but a misplacement, right? We can argue that, but obviously, if there's one more, two more, 10 more, you're contributing to that pool.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a long-term game. We're in this for a marathon, not a sprint, but I think every little piece helps. And I think these students, when they get into vet school, are among the better equipped in terms of in the dairy world. Many of them have gone through vet school and are out in practice, some as dairy vets, some as mixed vets, mixed animals, some as small animal. But I think we are making a respectable contribution to that.
Stephen, for folks that have interest, maybe some of our listeners have children that are looking into, you know, ag-related or veterinary medicine, dairy veterinary medicine, or just, you know, dairy. Where would someone go to for more information about CREAM?
So you can just do a simple Google search, University of Vermont CREAM program, and we've got a fairly solid web presence, or perhaps even better, you can just find my email through that same system and send me an email. I'd be glad to help anybody that has questions about the program.
Excellent. So those of you have any mentees, children of your own, etc., looking for such a program, I'll say that Vermont is a amazing state. Maybe you said it was a blizzard out there now, maybe not so much in the winter, but obviously lots of natural beauty, lots of dairy farms, lakes, mountains to climb, etc., and sounds like a great program at UVM.
So my final thought would be that experiential learning should be like a central pillar of ag education throughout our education system. If we need strong farms in the future, we need strong people, and that's what we're trying to build in this program.
That's a great parting comment. You can't replace experience, correct?
You got it.
Well, hopefully you're not battling too much of the snow, Stephen. Enjoy the weekend, and it's always great to see you and connect.
Likewise, Mark. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And to all of our listeners, don't forget, make note of our sponsors. If it wasn't for our generous sponsors, this program, the Dairy Podcast and the Dairy Black Belt Podcast, would not be possible. With that, signing off here, Mark Thomas. And again, thanks again, Stephen.
Thanks, Mark.